Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes. I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Shalom chaverim. That means hello to you, my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
You know, Ted, this day of the sounding of the shofar, this Rosh Hashanah, inappropriately named, but that's what the Jewish rabbis will call it, and most Jewish people, but it's really Yom Teruah, the day of the sounding of the shofar. This is really a day that reflects right to Jesus. The church doesn't recognize it mostly, and the Jewish people don't recognize it. We do as Messianic Jews, as Jews who believe in Jesus, and we see the connection.
Yeah, we see that the Jewish people have been robbed of their Messiah, the connection between the shofar and the Messiah, and the church has been robbed of a deeper understanding of these verses that we read in Zechariah 9:14, in Matthew 24:30, at 1 Corinthians 15:52, and also in 1 Thessalonians 4:16.
Again, this is a verse that so many folks know from church, but tie it in now back into Leviticus in the day of the blowing of the shofar, the ram's horn, the trumpet of God.
Yeah, God had set aside a day, and it says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16, "For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God."
Glory. Listen, friends, that's big stuff. Woo. And notice how the shofar, the trumpet of God's right in the middle of it. Incidentally, this is really neat because at Jericho, remember, God uses the trumpet, the ram's horn, biblically in ancient days, as well as biblically in prophetic days yet to come. Notice the same thing. Huge wall surrounded Jericho. How do you get them down? The children of Israel were stumped. They didn't know what to do. God gave him a plan that sounded ridiculous. March around and blow the shofar and shout. That's going to win, right? You know. But they did, and it did. But the combination was blow the shofar, shout. Blow the shofar, shout. What does it say?
The Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout.
And the trumpet.
And the trumpet. Wow.
And what's God going to do? He's going to knock down the walls of spiritual darkness.
Totally.
He's going to take over. He is going to knock them down and be victorious. In fact, my favorite scripture of the whole group is in the book of Revelation in chapter 11 in verse number 15. And what's going to happen? You know, the seven trumpets sound in heaven. You know how all those sevens are there? There's seven bowls and there's seven angels and there's seven this and seven that. But in verse 15 of Revelation chapter 11, the seventh trumpet.
Yeah, the seventh angel sounded, and there was loud voices in heaven saying, "The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Messiah, and he shall reign forever and forever."
At the sounding of the shofar, friends, what did he do? He knocked down the walls of spiritual darkness and takes over, because the kingdoms of this world become the kingdoms of our God. Those walls come down. How do they come down? Shouting, shofar blowing, shouting, ram's horn blowing, shouting, and the trumpet of God sounds, and Jesus comes back and becomes the King of Kings and Lord of Lords for all the earth to see.
Friends,
hallelujah.
The church has to hear this message in preparation for the coming of Messiah, but your Jewish friends, your neighbors, your loved ones, those you have contact with, the Jewish people need to hear this message to get their hearts ready. And how do you get your hearts ready? By knowing, by accepting, by confessing that Yeshua, Jesus, is the Messiah.
Hallelujah.
Who is coming. The one Zechariah talked about, the one Joshua talked to before the walls fell down, and the one that Revelation speaks of is coming back soon.
Hallelujah. Friends, what a great time to witness to Jewish people about Jesus, the one and only Messiah, the King of the world. Hallelujah. Friends, look up our website,
messianicminutes.com.
We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, and you can send a contribution, you can get information on witnessing, or you can write your questions, messianicminutes.com.
Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua M'shicheinu.
May the Lord bless you.